Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 6, 1806. Off to see the whale. Yesterday, January 5, Captain Clark determined to take a party of 12 men to go and see the beached whale, or at least to trade for some blubber and oil. Sacagawea learned of this plan and insisted she be allowed to go along. Clark writes,
"The last evening, Charbonneau and his Indian woman was very impatient to be permitted to go with me, and therefore was indulged. She observed that she had traveled a long way with us, to see the great waters, and now that monstrous fish was also to be seen, she thought it very hard that she could not be permitted to see either. She had never yet been to the ocean. Set out at daylight, proceeded up the creek about 2 miles, and crossed on a tree trunk the salt makers have fallen across, then proceeded on to the ocean 3/4 mile, and proceeded up 3 miles to the mouth of Colomax River, about 80 or 100 yards wide. Proceeded on 2 miles on the bank opposite a kind of bay. The river crossed to the sea coast to 2 Indians' lodges, at which place I found our salt makers near the foot of a mountain which formed the shore. Breakfast, and hired an Indian to pilot me to the Calamix Nation, where the whale is, for which I gave a file. We proceeded on the stone under a high hill on a right bluff. After walking 2.5 miles on the stones, my guide gave a sudden halt, pointed to the top of the mountain, and uttered the word, Peshak, which means bad, and made signs that we could not proceed any further on the rock, but must pass over that mountain. After 2 hours' labor and fatigue, we reached the top of this high mountain. I looked down with astonishment to behold the height which we had ascended. Here we met 14 Indians, men and women, loaded with the oil and blubber of the whale. Captain William Clark, January 7, 1806.
Monday, journey to the whale.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.